So, there's this thing going on about, reparations, right? So, my thing is like, here's what I think about when it comes to the Democratic Party. And I think, it's kind of like a pimp who smacks the shit out of his woman. And she runs away, and he promises to change, and she runs back. He smacks the shit out of her. She runs away. He says something that he promises to give her that she's never received before from him, and she comes back. Same shit. This is what I think when it comes to reparations. And let's get into it. Because, boy, I tell you, it's just... it's kind of like... you know what insanity is? It's insanity is basically doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Capitol Hill takes on reparations. For the first time in 2007, Washington lawmakers will have a hearing on reparations for slavery in the U.S. Why it matters? This is a sign that reparations could be no longer a fringe issue and occasional punchlines as they have been in the past, writes A.P. Aaron Wack, who broke the news of this hearing. Between the lines, the House subcommittee hearing is technically a study of the lasting legacy of slavery and how to get on the path to restorative justice. Restorative justice. You've had years to get reparations, and you just want to study it now? It will be held on June 19th, known as Juneteenth, a holiday to recognize the liberation of black slaves. Author Ta-Nehisi Coates, whose 2014 essay for the Atlantic, The Case for Reparations, brought the topic back to the national stage, will testify at the hearing by the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties. So will actor Danny Glover, who has been activist for reparations over the years. Of that subcommittee's 14 members, only 3 are people of color. This is a joke. The big picture, while the reparations discussion entered the 2020 convention early in the cycle, Democratic presidential candidates haven't signed on to directly paying black Americans the traditional understanding of reparations. Instead, many 2020 contenders have endorsed other ideas like forming a committee to further study the issue of reparations or proposing paying the descendants of slaves in the U.S. Most have talked about racial economic inequalities and how to solve them. So basically, this is just a meeting not to do anything but talk shit for as long as they can. All right, so basically, once again, this is just a clever ploy to get the black vote. That's basically what it is. Okay, this is basically what it is. They're just gonna talk and study bullshit all this time. You had 8 years under Obama to study this. You had, the time to study when the Bush administration wasn't in effect. And now you want to try and study it? This is just BS. As the 2020 Democratic candidates campaign secured from black Americans, like I said, this is just about the damn votes, a voter segment that will play a crucial role in choosing the party's next nominee. Reparations for the descendants of enslaved men and women has emerged as something of a litmus test. The big picture, many of the candidates have voiced their support for some form of reparations to redress the legacies of slavery and discrimination, but not all are embracing the issue in traditional sense, direct compensation. Where they stand, Senator Cory Booker introduced a Senate companion version of a House bill by Rep. Sheila Jackson Lee, the Democrat of Texas, that would establish a commission to study the impact of slavery and continuing discrimination against black Americans and make recommendations on reparation proposals for descendants of slaves. Former Rep. John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, was first to introduce legislation in 1989. Wow. So this was in 1989. So you want... Wow, so this is like a can being kicked down the road. Senator Kamala Harris, oh Lord. Harris said in an interview on The Breakfast Club in February that she supports government reparations for black Americans. Harris is not black. She's Indian. Harris told NPR's Morning Edition last month that the term reparations means different things to different people. Wow, word bull. You know, we're playing semantics here. And that allocating funds for mental health treatment would be one form of reparations. God, this is bullshit. How about, you know, 40 acres and a mule? Just give them land. How about real estate? Senator Bernie Sanders in 2016, Sanders was dismissive of reparations, saying, first of all, its likelihood of getting through Congress is nil. Second of all, I think it would be very divisive. So what? During an appearance last month on The View, Sanders doubled down on his position. I think that right now our job is to address the crisis facing the American people and our communities. And I think there are better ways to do that than to just writing out a check. Okay, that I'll agree with. Give them land. However, on April 5th, Sanders told Reverend Al Sharpton that if elected, he would support Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee's bill setting up commission to study reparations. What the fuck do you need to study for when this has been something that's just been done already? If the House and Senate bill that pass, all right, if the House and Senate pass the bill, of course, I would sign it. There needs to be a study, Sanders said. The National Action Network Conference. They don't need to be no damn study. He's just doing this. When the votes come in for the voting Democrat, they're going to just say it was inconclusive. Oh, we don't find there's enough evidence to support reparations. Julian Castro, the former San Antonio mayor and housing secretary under President Obama, has arguably been the most vocal candidate on this issue. Castro said he would create a commission to study reparations and determine the best policy proposal. This is such runaround bullshit. Castro notably took shot at Sanders by name in an interview last month on CNN. It's interesting to me that when it comes to Medicare for all, healthcare, you know the response has been, we need to write a big check. That when it comes to tuition-free or debt-free college, the answer has been that we need to write a big check. Yep, Sanders always is talking out his ass. Senator Amy Klobuchar, in an interview on NBC's Meet the Press last month, Klobuchar said, I believe we have to invest in those communities that have been so hurt by racism. It doesn't have to be a direct pay for each person, but what we can do is invest in those communities, acknowledge what happened, making sure we have shared a dream of opportunity for all Americans. That makes sense, instead of just giving African Americans individually a check. Senator Elizabeth Warren, she tweeted in support of Jackson Lee's bill last month. That bill is bullshit. Slavery is a stain on America, and we need to address it head on. I believe it's time to start a national, full-blown conversation about reparations. How many times are you going to talk about this shit? I support the bill in the House to support the congressional panel of experts so that our nation can do what's right and begin to heal. Senator Kristen Gillibrand said at Al Sharpton's National Action Network's annual convention last week that she supports legislation to study reparations. This is a conversation that is long overdue. You're supporting a bill just to talk. Beto O'Rourke, like Sanders O'Rourke, has been less enthusiastic about reparations, but he supports Jackson Lee's bill. Marianne Williamson, the best-selling author, is the only candidate, despite her long-shot bid, to present a plan with specifics. She proposed $100 billion in reparation, or $10 billion a year, to distribute over 10 years of economic and educational projects. Williamson told CNN in January, flashback, neither Barack Obama, the country's first black president, and Hillary Clinton voiced support for reparations. I fear reparations would be used as an excuse for some to say, we've paid our debt and to avoid the much harder work of enforcing anti-discrimination laws in employment and housing, lifting people out of poverty, improving public education, and rehabilitating young men coming out of prison. Clinton did not directly answer when asked in 2016 if she supports it. Yeah, we had our first black president, and he didn't do shit. Ah, man. I'm glad I only voted for Obama once. I think we should start studying what investments we need to make in communities to help individuals and families and communities move forward. I am absolutely committed to that. There are some good ideas out here. There's an idea in the Congressional Black Caucus about rallying, targeting federal dollars to communities that have had either divestment or no investment and have had years of being below the poverty level. That's the kind of thing I'd like us to focus on and really help lift people up. Well, I knew it. It's just a bunch of bullshitters. That's basically what it is. They just want to talk and talk and talk. Even Obama didn't support reparations. So that tells you something. That tells you something right there. Okay? That reparations, this whole a bill, you can invest in the bill just to talk about reparations instead of have a bill that actually makes reparations happen, whether it's investment in the communities or giving people courses to invest in real estate, something that's tangible for these people. You know, so you know how they say, like, give a man a fish to eat, he'll eat for a day, but teach a man how to fish, they'll eat for a lifetime. How about doing that? Give them real estate courses for free, or help, or give them, you know, give them land to be able to use the farm or to have a business. It makes sense. Once again, you know, this is just a clever ploy for Democrats to get liberal blacks to vote. And when they get the votes, they throw them away. You know, just being the pimps, using the black community as the hoes that they are. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.